Hey there, welcome to the Unscripted Truth with Folashade. And yes, I am sorry, this is not the beginning of season 2. I really wish it was, but it's not. But instead, I am here to report myself to you. Well, so to speak. I'm here to tell you about why I haven't done a lot of things, including releasing season 2 of the Unscripted Truth, right? So, right now that I'm recording, I haven't decided what to call this particular episode yet. But right now, what I feel like is I feel like a nervous, a scared 25-year-old just rambling and, you know, telling you why she's scared of doing a lot of things. The thing is, I'm not 25 years. That's the funny thing. I'm not 25 yet. But the last year, when I clocked 24, it was almost automatic to assume that I'm 25. I have literally told people several times that I'm 25 years old. And then I catch myself, oh, wait, I'm not there yet. But because, you know, especially as ladies, as you grow up, you are told, you know, all of us kind of have this dream of what we want to do by 25. We want to be married with kids, want to do this, we want to do that and everything. And then I'm 4 or 5 months away and I'm like, I don't want those things. Nobody told me that I wouldn't want these things, you know? So I'm just here confused and freaking out, to be honest. But let me just get into it, right? Although this is not the beginning of season 2, I have something very important to share that I've been thinking about. And as usual, I'm going to start with a story. Now, the thing is, this story would probably tell you why I have not released season 2. But I cannot guarantee anything. But I'm going to share it anyways. Over the past few weeks, I've been thinking a lot about the words complacency and contentment. You know, one is, they say, an uncritical satisfaction in your achievements, you know, when you are so smug about your achievements such that you stay there, you relish it too much. According to people, that's what they call it. And then contentment is just a state of satisfaction, right? I think I sent a message to someone and I said, I think complacency is a word that was coined by certain people to make people that are content about themselves feel bad. But that's a story for another day or for another time. I have been thinking about it that, you know, we have a certain standard of success, a certain standard of growth, you know, where at a certain age, you're supposed to get married, have kids. When you have kids, you know, there's always something to aspire to, whatever age you are in, whatever level that you are at, there's always something to aspire to. You go to school, you finish from school within a certain age bracket, you go to, if you're in Nigeria, you go for NYS, you finish, get a job, start getting promoted at work, you know, then eventually, once it's time, everybody's like, hey, it's time to get married, you're fine, you're settled. And then when you get married, you're supposed to have kids. And the thing is, this level, these things that they have lined up for us, even way before we were born, are so ingrained in our minds that they don't prepare you for situations where things don't go according to your plan or situations where you do not want these things. But apparently you are supposed to, and if you do not, something is wrong with you. Now put a pin in that. Last year when I turned 24, I was at a place in my life I hadn't been in a long time or at all. I was in this place where I could quantify my growth in some way. You know, there was a time I felt like I couldn't eat 3 square meals, but when I turned 24, I could eat anything that I wanted. You know, like, to me, that is growth because I know where I'm coming from. Do you understand? And somehow in the past year, I have relished that position, that level that I am in so much that I feel like I'm becoming complacent. Now, people would I would have calls with people and they'll be like, okay, Shade, what next? What is going on? What are you planning to do? And I'm always scared to say, you know, I really don't have big plans, because when I was growing up, I wanted to do everything. I wanted to be a presenter. I wanted to be a makeup artist. I wanted to be everything. But as I grow, I just want a life where I could do this, what I'm doing right now, share my opinions, regardless of whatever platform I get. I'm not aspiring to the crazy vacations anymore. I'm not aspiring to the lavish parties or anything anymore. And it is scaring me, because when I'm having conversations with my friends and everyone is planning how to get a new job, get a promotion, travel out of the country, I'm always scared to say, I think something is wrong. I don't know if I want these things, or I don't know if I want to aspire to these things. And I started talking to people, you know, people that I'm comfortable sharing these things with, that, okay, I think something is wrong. Am I being too content? Or is something wrong with me? And then someone told me that, like I said, I hadn't been in this place before. So a part of me just wants to relish this position that I am in. Do you understand? A part of me just wants to relish this growth that I am experiencing before I hurry off to something else. Because to be honest, we never exactly relished our growth. You know, we keep working and aspiring to other things. And I'm not saying it is bad. I'm just saying that not everybody wants that. And because not everybody wants that, some people are seen as being complacent. Meanwhile, all they are is content and satisfied with where they are. Now, that is about turning 25. About the unscripted truth. When I started the unscripted truth, I told myself I had planned a particular podcast, a podcast episode for, I think it was Surviving NYC. I'd done everything, I'd written it all down, but I couldn't bring myself to do it. And then one day I just had something to say, and I picked up my phone and I started recording. And I tell you, every episode in season one, I randomly just picked up things that mattered to me and I started talking about them. And the feedback I got was overwhelming. I was like, this is me just doing what it is that I want to do. And then when I saw the growth, I started to panic. Okay, now people would want certain type of things, certain types of content. And I started to panic and worry. Oh my God. Having a breakdown that content creators have, that, okay, I should section this into a season. I should put out this type of content. I started to mess up myself in my head, which is why I've been unable to record anything. I have things I want to say, but because of the growth that I experienced with something that I did not even plan, I am so worried about planning it that I am freaking out and I'm unable to do anything. That is why I've been unable to release season two. This is me reporting myself and telling you that that is the case. And I realize that is something many of us go through, you know, especially as content creators, you know, like you put yourself on a pedestal, or people put you on a pedestal, and you're so scared that by the next time you want to do it, you're not going to be as good, or you're not going to be as great, or whatever it is. So although this is not the beginning of season two, I felt like, okay, I should get myself out of bed and record this, because I feel like many of us have gotten used to the idea of sharing our successes. And we never share our struggles, because we believe that sharing our struggles is, you know, oversharing. But this is me sharing my struggle as a 25-year-old who is having a nervous breakdown about, you know, not knowing what step to take next in life. Should I get married or have babies? I don't know. Should I get out of the country? I don't know. You know, but apparently I'm supposed to have my shit together by 25, but I don't. And I'd like to share that with people, because it is true. Not everybody always has it all figured out. And I want to normalize that, because it is true. And sometimes not everybody has big dreams of selling out stadiums or working in the biggest offices or owning the biggest film houses and everything. Sometimes some of us are just happy with being able to do certain things. Right now, the only difference is that some people are complacent because they are scared. Someone told me that today. You know, some people are complacent because they are scared. Because they are scared of what their the next step holds. They don't do it, so they just stay where they are. That is a different thing entirely. I think, you know, people should embrace their fears like I'm doing right now, recording this podcast episode. Right? I am facing a fear. I've not known what to say or what to do for the past 2-3 months because so much has happened and I've had so much to say, but I didn't know where to start from. So this is me facing a fear. Right? So if you're in a position where you are complacent because you are scared of what the future holds, my dear, whatever it is, just get on with it. You know, you would never know how great or how bad it is if you don't try. So do it. But if you think you are content with where you are, I think you should relish it for just a moment longer before you begin to move on to other things. It's just an advice. It's just what I think anyways. This is me telling myself what I think. You know, sometimes you have the answers to your problems. It's just, you know, knowing how to put them right. So, yeah, I think I'm going to title this The Ramblings of a 25-Year-Old. Oh, no. My birthday is in September. So it's closer than... I think the closer I get, the more freaked out I get. So, like I said, I do not know if my rambling told you why I haven't put out season 2. But I think it told me something. I don't know if you have gotten anything from this episode. But next time you hear from me, it will be the beginning of season 2 of Unscripted Truth. And I have a lot in store. I just hope y'all are ready. Thank you so much for listening to me ramble. Hey, English. Thank you so much for listening to me ramble. My name is Afolaolu Ashade. Follow me on all my social media platforms at Afolaolu. What is it with me this evening? Follow me on all my social media platforms at Afolaolu Ashade _. Thank you very much and have an amazing day. Bye.